and welcome to another episode of Hallmark. I'm Kristen.
I'm Aya.
And we are talking about love on Harbour Island. Love on Harbour Island.
Love on Harbour Island. Because that's the only place where you can find love.
That's it. Harbour Island. And you know what? Harbour Island probably doesn't even exist.
Which I didn't actually Google
classic.
It.
It is... it is a Real One Entertainment movie, but has been shown on the Hallmark Channel, is listed on the Hallmark Channel website. We are counting it as Hallmark.
It's a Hallmark movie, because we haven't done one in a hot minute, to be honest.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I don't think we've done one this year.
No.
That's fine.
Sorry, Hallmark. Sorry, listeners.
But the point also, sorry to, like, reiterate what our podcast is about, it's, we talk about, like, what makes a Hallmark movie, and we talk about these other companies that produce Hallmark movies because they have Hallmark-esque movies because of the certain tropes and things like that. So it's fine. At the end of the day, we always look at Hallmark as the hallmarks of the Hallmark movies.
It's the pedestal.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, what's Love on Harbour Island all about?
Yep. So, just get my laptop.
I like that we commentate, like, everything.
I know, like, no one cares if I'm picking up my laptop. Love on Harbour Island is about an interior designer, Lily, returns home to help her Aunt Maggie run her marina-side bed and breakfast. When she meets Marcus, a handsome seaplane pilot whose work delivering rescue dogs, helps Lily discover that home is really where the heart is.
I mean, pretty close. Like, as far as movie synopsis go, that's probably the closest we've had so far.
Yeah, that's based... I don't even know how to expand on that.
No,
she goes back to her home because there's a... Her aunt runs an Airbnb, she's injured, and then it's kind of revealed that she doesn't have the money to look after the Airbnb anymore, so... Airbnb. The B&B, so Maggie kind of stays to get it ready to be sold, and she meets Marcus, who happens to live on the property, and he's a pilot who has a business about rescuing dogs but doesn't have a website. Sorry, that's an important detail.
It is an important detail. Doesn't have a website.
Yeah.
Doesn't like technology.
So they form a bond. Yeah. She did have a boyfriend at one point. They break up in this.
Classic.
And rightly...
Rightly so.
Rightly so, because... Yeah, anyway.
His name's Bradford.
Yeah, that's your first one. Yeah. Names are everything.
Names are everything.
And then what else happened? Oh, there's a conflict. The Airbnb. Bradford, like, comes back in the picture when it's, like, the open house for the B&B.
Being sold,
yeah. And then he's brought in a client, and then the client reveals, we're going to knock it down. And she's like, where? You lied to me. And he's like, no, I didn't. And then Marcus is like, why are you talking to your ex-boyfriend or your boyfriend? And that's it.
And that's not how the movie ends, but...
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. And then, obviously, Bradford, like, nothing really happens there because there was never any chemistry anyway. Mm-hmm. He disappears, and then she's like... Hold on. Because she's an interior designer, that's another part. Yeah. Is that she wants to have a big city job, and, like, the boss is like, no, you need more personality. You have none.
In her work. Not in herself.
Well, and then towards the end of the movie, she gets offered a job back, a proper job at her firm in the city, because she started a terrible blog while she was on Harbour Island documenting, like, the renovations of the B&B. And the boss is like, love it, you should come back. And she's like, no, I actually want to stay here. But Marcus thinks that she has gone back to the city, and he runs after a cab with, I don't know who's in it.
A cab driver.
And then he turns around and she's there. And then they kiss, and Aunt Maggie's looking while this is happening.
Aunt Maggie's very happy about this
evening. Yeah, she is. And then is it like she gets money to contribute to the renovations of the B&B? But he also offers money?
Yep.
I can't remember. I tuned out at the end.
Yeah, me too.
Something happens with something. And that's it.
You guys just gotta watch it, because we obviously paid some. And I made no notes. Once she decided to stay, I stopped making notes.
Yeah, right. I didn't... Oh, I mean, I always say I didn't have that many notes, but...
In comparison to our last episode, this I is probably not. Have far less notes.
Great. First scene for me... Okay. We haven't discussed something like this in a very long time.
Uh-oh.
The coach choice.
Yes, okay.
The camel coat, burn it.
She wears it in every scene.
She wears it in every scene.
But and her bestie wears the grey... I'm like, the grey one also not good.
No, but the opening scene really annoyed me because I was like, I actually looked at the outfit at first because you see it from, like, the top half up. Mm. And I was like, oh, this is quite nice. And then they pan out. She's wearing these tight shin-length capri pants with a long coat and then...
He's not bad.
And then high heels, like stiletto... pointed high heels, and I...
Which you're also not about.
I tapped out. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't do, like, the sandy, shin-length capri pants with this coat and the shoes.
It's was, like three things and yeah, you don't it was enjoy
a,
an outfit.
It was a terrible outfit. So, that was my first note, is how bad her first outfit was.
I think they dressed her well, though, once she got to Harbour Island. Like, the colours that they picked, the blues and the greens.
It worked really well with her hair.
And her skin tone and, like, everything.
No, nothing she, like, I just didn't like the first outfit and I didn't like the camel coat.
No.
She didn't need to wear the camel, like, surely you have something else. You live in the city and, like, wherever you are, Seattle or something. It gets, like, cold and rainy.
Mm.
Wouldn't you have something else?
We live in Queensland and I have... three different
colors. I have multiple coats and jackets and I don't need them.
We never wear them.
Yeah.
I will force myself to wear them, but I don't need to. I really liked the boss being like, you've just kind of given me what everyone else gives me.
Yes.
I would like to see more you in your design.
Yeah.
Because, like, even, I mean, you've just moved into your own house. Like, the way that you have decorated your own house is very you.
Yes.
Like, why wouldn't... Yeah.
I was conflicted at this point because I was like, well, don't you want to give someone what they want? Like, if they ask for this. But then I'm also like, oh, but this is why some designers do really well, because they go, this is my style.
This is what you want. This is you in my style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people go to the designs because they're like, oh, I love your style and how you interpret things. And obviously they would listen. Mm-hmm. Like, if I... said to someone, oh, I love, you know, this, but I would do it like this. You would hope that they would listen, but I genuinely just want to work with them because of their style. So, yeah, I was a bit like, no, and then I realised, no, probably you would want to have your own style.
Yeah. She gets to she doesn't get to Harbour Island.
No.
So what happens at the very beginning of the movie is these, like, very short scenes back and forth between Seattle and Harbour Island, and we don't really get to see much of either Lily, who is the interior designer, and Marcus, played by Marcus Rosner. At first, when the first character was like, Marcus, I was like, oh no, she's used his actor's name, his character name. But he is Marcus. Helpful for everyone.
He was in the first Vineyard Romance.
He's been in a couple that we've watched. Yes. He's very good.
Yeah, no, he's good.
So... we see Lily in the city, we see Marcus on Harbour Island. It's going back and forth very quickly. There isn't a lot of character development there. You just kind of get to know little bits of that.
Yeah.
So we know that Marcus runs a dog rescue and flies the dogs to where they need to be. And we find out that Lily wants to be an interior designer, but is just currently an assistant and has a douchebag boyfriend.
Oh, the boyfriend.
Classic. But we also find out very quickly that Harbour Island is... the home to the Lantern Festival.
Yes.
Which immediately kind of looks like Tangled. It's
true.
The promo images are very pretty. Like, all the banners and everything are up that I'm like, this is nice.
And we can also assume it's an autumnal movie, yes. I would say. Because I feel like that's the vibe it was giving.
That's kind
of bad. I kind of interpret it as an autumnal movie, which is very fitting for our current
climate.
As of the 21st.
Yes. Solstice.
True. Yeah, with the boyfriend. Oh, it's the same problem
every time.
But also just thinking, I can't even compare it to Irish Wish, but like any kind of Hallmark movie where they pick awful men that are so like self-absorbed, so career focused. Like he is always on his phone and really doesn't do anything nice for her or gives her attention.
Cancels her. One, they have organised a birthday lunch in the middle of their work days. Both of them are at work, 9 to 5. I assume they work close. But I'm like, if you're a couple, and you've been a couple for a long time, if you were like, hey, let's do a birthday lunch as opposed to a birthday dinner, I'd be like, why? What are you doing for dinner?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have plans for dinner? Oh, yeah, my God.
Like, you are the person that I want to be having dinner
with. But also, are they living together? Obviously not.
So,
they have no chemistry.
They have no chemistry. He cancels birthday lunch. His name is Bradford. but he goes...
He wears ill-fitting jackets.
He wears a lot of red polo shirts. He says... But it's okay. I've made up for cancelling birthday lunch by getting us a reservation at this very high-end restaurant that
we
want to go to.
Yeah, for dinner. We didn't have plans at dinner.
Because so you don't have plans. I don't have plans. Why would it just make a dinner plan is beyond me. So they go to dinner. He's on his phone the whole time.
Yes.
She's like, hello, I'm trying to talk to you. And he's like, so sorry. And then her phone rings. And Aunt Maggie, who raised Lily, has had a fall.
Okay.
And she immediately leaves.
I disagree with her leaving straight away.
Yes.
Because it was just a fall.
Yeah, she had no other information.
She had no other information. And then when she rocks up to see Aunt Maggie... Aunt Maggie's, like, walking around.
Yeah, it's just a sprained ankle.
It's just a sprained ankle. Like, if it was something more, like, I don't know what was said to her. Do we hear what's said to her?
She just said that she's had a fall and she's in hospital.
Yeah.
So it does really sound bad. And she doesn't ask any questions. She's like, I'm on my way.
But she should have just been like, I don't know, just keep me updated. Yeah. Like, is it serious? Do you need me to come?
Yeah.
Like, there should have been a kind of conversation. Like, I'm not saying, like, okay... Oh, it's hard. Like, if someone called me and said my mum has had a fall and was in hospital, I'd probably go to her.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know.
Too, it's the, like, when she gets there, her old childhood best friend is the chef of this B&B. And it's like, by the way, Aunt Maggie doesn't know that you're coming. She would never have let me ring you if she knew you were coming. And also, she's kind of fine. Sorry that you've come all the way out here.
But sorry, before we move on to that, the thing that annoyed me the most once she left is that he stayed at the restaurant.
Yeah, he stayed there.
He didn't ask her
if she wanted him to go with him.
Yeah.
He was just like, with her. Yeah, he didn't drive her. And then when she gets to Harbour Island, the friend's like, you got here so quickly. And she's like, yeah, I drove all night and got the first ferry out. But then later in the movie, when Bradford's like, I'll come to you for dinner. I'll come to Harbour Island for dinner. I'll meet you there. He's there within like... 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. I know, I remember hearing that part of the movie and being like, sorry, did you say dinner tonight?
Yeah. It took her all night in the first ferry to get here.
Yeah. And a plane ride, because she ends up in the plane with Marcus. And so we don't really get a meet cute.
No.
It's like they've already met for the first time before the plane lands. And I know you probably have a note about it. I can't see your notes. her travel outfit.
Her travel outfit.
It was a corporate suit.
With heels!
But it was a nice colour. It was like this wine kind of colour. Like, looked great on
it
her.
It looks great. This is the thing.
Are you driving all night in that?
Yeah, no. And not in her point, it's still at her heels.
Oh.
You know?
But that point, that's why he calls her City Girl for the rest of the movie. Because she rocked up
in a suit. And not the suit that she was wearing. Like, she hasn't gone straight from dinner to drive to the train to take... She has gone home, changed into corporate attire. Yeah. She isn't wearing that for the rest of the movie. I think that's probably another thing of why they wanted to be like, yeah, but look at her now in her, like, natural habitat. She can relax and wear normal clothes.
Yeah, the City Girl references really annoyed me.
Yeah, I got a text message our way through. Oh,
did I text you that? Hilarious. I can't even remember. I think I was so filled with rage.
Yes. Bradford and Lily don't feel like a couple. The meet cute happens before, like, without us even seeing it. But, like, once they're off the plane, it's, like, straight into just, like...
I hate you.
Yeah. You're a bad flyer. You're a bad pilot. You're, like, straight into just, like, insults.
Why can't people just, like, be nice?
Yeah. Thanks so much.
See you later. Oh, thank you. You know what? You did me a favour. You got me here. Thank you so much. Yeah.
I'm on a tiny plane. Of course there's going to be a little bit more turbulence.
Yeah. And as a pilot, totally get where you're coming from. But I got you here safe. That's it.
Sorry that you're feeling a little ill. My note about the heels and the corporate attire is that I just wrote, I applaud the people who fly in these kinds of outfits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, truly the MVPs, because I don't know how you're comfortable. And, like, I understand if you're, like, different. We've all had, like, I'm sure many of us have had to, like, fly in, fly out for work and have had to dress in certain outfit because there isn't time for anything else. But in every single one of these movies, they are going somewhere to stay long term.
Yeah.
So why are you wearing your corporate attire when you don't need to?
Yeah.
And also, there is travel there are travel outfits out there that still look quite
they could have gotten the message
put
across.
Together.
She could have had jeans and a blazer and a t-shirt and probably still being called City Girl because or even keep the heels on.
I should probably preface this is I don't need people in this movie to be in like track pants and sneakers. Like that's not what I'm asking for. But like, I don't know, like a linen pant.
a linen pant, activewear maybe.
Yeah. Like
something.
Do we need to be wearing, like, who is comfortable flying in this?
Even not like me. A baggy, a jean and a t-shirt. Yeah. Stunning. Oh well.
Anyway. This house is also, like, I know we talked about the house in the last movie, but this house is beautiful.
Oh, it's lovely.
I would
stay there.
I would happily stay. I would move in. Yeah. And even just from the facade, like, from the minute she pulls out, I'm like, this house is beautiful. And then we go inside and I'm like, stunning.
Yeah. It doesn't look that run down. They go on about how run down it is. I'm like, sorry, are we looking at the same place?
What did it look like before?
Yeah. Oh no, what? I can't see a nose. Usually I'm like spying.
Lily walks into the house. We talk to her best friend outside the house. I'm like, no, I don't care. Walks in, sees Aunt Maggie, sits down, and they have a chat about like how she's grown up here and that she moved here because her parents were no longer with us. And she picks up the family photos that just happened to be seen on the coffee table in front of her.
The Photoshop?
Yeah!
The Photoshop was terrible!
I said the family photos, oh boy, so real. And also, like, she looks at them being like, these are my favourite photos of my parents. But you look at both the photos that come up on screen because they get a close-up, and no photo is of a couple. It's like one has like an adult female at the front and then like someone at the back. And like it's not a couple photo. It's not a family photo. Mm. It's just like a like candid walking shot kind of deal.
I would love to talk to like a props department person and be like, and why did you make this choice for this photo? Because that's crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. We find out that Aunt Maggie's selling the inn. And Lily gets quite, like, angry about it. Not angry, but, like, upset by it.
Emotional.
Emotional about it. Bessie, chef, also gets kind of emotional about it. And I'm like, guys, this, like, 70-year-old woman is running an inn by herself. Yeah. There are no other staff members around.
No.
I don't even know where the front reception is. We never see it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, of course she wants to sell it. She needs a life.
Totally. She deserves to retire. I did write, and I don't know if I actually really believe what I've written. I said my favourite trope is saving the inn.
Always saving the inn.
But I do think I like that trope because it just brings everyone together.
The town!
It just unites.
Yeah. Better than the bakery, you know?
Oh, yeah. There's something about saving an inn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess because maybe we don't have a lot of
inns. It's like maybe like a...
In Brisbane, at least.
Maybe like a B&B in Stanthorpe. Yeah. Like, oh, I want to save that house. I don't know.
Eventually I probably wouldn't drive all the way up to Stanthorpe.
Yeah. Be that passionate about it, to be honest.
Yeah, but if it was run by your aunt who, like, raised you, then maybe you would be. Everyone is so cute in this town.
Oh,
like, the town is the most wholesome.
It's a small town kind of vibe. It's something that, like, my mum says this all the time, where she wishes she could live in a town like this because everyone knows everyone, everyone has a chat. But then, like, we go to, like, the local shopping centre, she's always like, I hope I don't see you. And I'm like, you cannot possibly want to live in a town like this because you would see everyone all the time and have to talk to them.
I think, too, they all just just seem so excited. Like, in this movie, they seem so excited when they see someone. Oh, Lily, it's been so long. Yeah. What have you been up to? Like, it just feels like everyone's kind of family, which might feel different. Like, we go to a local shopping centre and you're like, oh, that acquaintance that I haven't seen in 5 years.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But surely in a small town, you still have acquaintances. You don't have to be friends with everyone.
Next episode, we'll be moving to a small town. We'll give you a playbook.
Yeah.
There are so many dogs in this movie.
Eep.
Yeah. I just need to, like, if you're a dog person,
yeah,
you should watch it.
The main dog that Marcus has all the time, yeah, that is
not
adopted,
his.
Is not his and gets adopted in the movie is very cute.
Little floof. So Marcus is a bit of a dick.
He is.
For a reason I don't really know.
I don't think they don't really say
no
why. He's against her for coming from the city.
Yeah, big time. And I don't think we ever find out why. But he is nice to everybody else.
Is it that kind of thing, you know, they always said it like when you were younger, oh, if he pulls your hair, it's because he likes you, blah, 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 blah.
Maybe. But there's this scene, because he lives on the inn property.
Mm.
And he's kind of like the handyman, yeah, because they've done a deal. They're about to make a deal, really. So, but before this, he's fixing the fence outside of the inn. And they have this, like, argument because he has fixed it with just a random piece of wood.
He shouldn't have.
No. I side with Lily on this 1,000%.
She didn't approach it well.
No. But her point is valid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole fence is made out of red cedar wood.
Yes, beautiful.
The whole fence. Bar this piece of random, possibly plywood, that Marcus has used. And yeah, she comes up to him and she's like, this is not good enough. Like, find a piece of red cedar wood and, like, why would you... And he's like, but it's fixed. It's fixed. A job is a job. It's done.
No, it's... And
I'm like, no.
It's all in the details.
All in the details. Why would you want to have one piece of wood along an entire fence line to be different? And his argument is that nobody will notice. But we all notice.
Yeah.
Before Lily even said anything, I can guarantee you will notice.
Yeah.
So they hatch a little plan in that Lily knows that the rest of the house needs fixing. Why she would ask Marcus after him not caring about the details, I have no idea. But she's like, hey, if you help me fix up this house, I will help you build a website for your business.
Oh, yeah, because he's so against technology. He doesn't like it. Doesn't like the internet. He doesn't know anything, really.
No.
I find that unbelievable, to be honest. This was released in 2020, so it's not like we're thinking that this is from, like, 20 years ago or something. No. This is, like, modern day times. The internet's very much a thing. Social media is very much a thing.
And has been for about 10 to 15 years.
Yes. So, it can't be a country thing. Wouldn't you want to be more connected to people,
yes,
and the world just because maybe you are from somewhere smaller? Yes. It doesn't mean you go, oh, we don't have the internet. And even when they build this website, I know that's later on. A little bit later on.
Yeah.
It's a website from the 90s.
Yes.
That's it. That really annoyed me.
I said this before, but then Bradford calls. So they're like, they've just made this deal. They're starting to kind of like bond.
Yeah.
Realize that maybe they're both not as bad as they thought they were, mm-hmm, in the beginning. Bradford's like, I'll squeeze you in tonight.
I'll get there quicker than you ever could.
And I'm like, how far is Harbour Island from Seattle? Because one minute it's like a day's journey, and the next minute he's able to be there after work and in time for dinner.
Yeah.
I'm confused. So Marcus, before we find out that Marcus is like super, like he doesn't have a phone. He goes into the local newspaper to put in an ad, and in order to put in an ad online, he needs to have a profile. In order to have a profile, he's like, oh, but I'll need a phone or a tablet for that, right? And the guy's like, yeah. And he's like, I don't have those. And he's like, okay, great. But he has a computer at his work, and the internet is available on all different types of electronics.
So unbelievable.
So he couldn't just go back to his job where he's putting the ad in to do that. he decides he's not going to do an online ad, and that he'll just put a paper ad in a couple of months' time.
Yeah.
And I just, like, the whole, again, I know we've just talked about it, but the whole technology is not my thing.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing, especially not because, like, Marcus and Lily in this movie have got to be somewhere between the ages of 28 and 35.
Yeah.
Roughly that is where they're kind of pitched.
I'm very much into the internet.
Yes.
And technology thing.
Yes. And even in small towns, or smaller towns or communities, they are also very, like, nothing works without technology.
Absolutely.
Machinery and like all of this kind of stuff, it's not just the internet.
Oh boy.
Bradford comes for dinner.
Yeah.
They go to an Italian restaurant. They eat what might be the biggest bowl of spaghetti and meatballs I have ever seen in my life. And every table has ordered the same thing.
And also like the fruitiest like red wine rosé. It looked like juice.
Probably was
juice. Oh, I mean, it probably was. Yeah, it looks terrible. I wouldn't have touched that.
But while they're sitting at dinner, and this is another technology thing, while they're sitting at dinner, Bradford is getting messages on his phone.
Oh.
But he cannot send any messages. He's getting calls on his phone, but he can't make any calls. He has to go and find a place that has reception.
That's not how that's not how it works.
And I'm like, but if the message is coming through, then he's at a spot where he can send a message. But it's an excuse for him to keep leaving the table, right? And it's an excuse for Lily to be like, is this what I actually want? I don't think it is.
Yeah.
But again, he could have just gotten the phone call and excused himself from the table.
Yes, indeed. That would have been okay and made, like, far more sense.
I just wrote the corgi.
The corgi.
So there's like a little scene where they're outside the dog rescue and they're playing. The doggies are playing in like a little doggy playground and there is a little corgi in there that they keep putting close-ups on. And I love corgis. I want a corgi so bad.
Oh, really?
And it is so cute. The end.
Oh, sorry. Are we past the worst breakup?
No, this is the bit.
This is the breakup? Oh, it's a terrible breakup. It is
terrible breakup.
It is so... Again, there's no chemistry.
There's no
chemistry. He couldn't care less. He's like, okay.
Yeah. They could be friends. Like, they could have been friends this entire time. And that would have... Like, if they had never said they were in a relationship...
Yeah.
It probably would have been better.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been like, oh, they're great friends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he wasn't a great friend. But, like, they give off a vibe of being friends.
Yeah. And they never, like, the kiss
on the cheek.
They always kiss on
always
the cheek.
Always on the cheek. I thought that was weird. Or hug. But no, yeah. Like, holding
no
hands, like, or no embracing, touching. Like, being affectionate.
Again, I know we're asking for a dramatic realism from
but like, movie,
but even just, like, it's the kiss on the cheek goodbye that I'm like, that is, like, I've just gone into, like, ick factor.
But even, like, if that was a director's choice to be like, oh, we don't want you to, like, look like you're too lovey-dovey.
Hmm.
But you kind of do want them to look lovey-dovey because they're in a relationship. But the problem can still be that he's not listening to her.
Yes.
He's walking away.
Yes.
They sometimes, like, yeah, things like that. That would have still worked because then at least, like, we would have believed that they were in a relationship.
That they wanted to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look. She's just like, I don't want to do this anymore. And he's like, okay.
Okay,
and
goodbye.
And then he leaves.
Yeah.
Then we've got the Lantern Festival.
Yeah.
Essentially, like... Not a lot of people are there, but it's pretty cute.
Like, it's nice. I think the lanterns looked all right.
The premise is that everyone makes their own lantern. And I think for me, because the posters were all about, like, lanterns in the sky, I was expecting floating lanterns.
But they go on a pond or, yeah, like, a lake or something. And then there was again, nitpicking, there was one frame where they weren't moving or moving in the water. They would be moving a bit, but they were just, like,
maybe
so still.
Maybe there was no current that day. Maybe it's just a lake and not, like,
I don't know.
Stream of water.
I don't know. But she wins.
She wins, and I disagree. I disagree. There is a moment when we put the in... She makes an in lantern. She puts an in. She puts the in the lake. Jeez Louise! But beside her is this beautiful autumnal lantern of, like, leaves. And, like, it's stunning. That I'm like, that's the winner.
Yeah, but because she's the interior designer and the main person in this movie,
she wins.
And also, sorry, why are you giving a speech?
Yeah.
Take your trophy and get off. Yeah, that's enough. No one wants to hear what you have to say. No one asked for it. No one said, please, Lily, make a speech. No. Worst part.
Just be like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
The end. the end.
The end.
The inn goes on sale. Bradford hears about it in the big city, comes back, and she's like, oh, you're not here to see me? You're here for work? And he's like, yeah, but we broke
up. Does he bring flowers? Is that when he brings the flowers?
He brings the flowers. They're pretty keen on buying the property. Marcus overhears that they're going to demolish it. Lily gets a bit upset about it.
Mm.
There's a point of tension, and that's when I maybe zoned out slightly.
Well, I wrote this. So, when they're doing the property tour and, like, Bradford's there, I know I said it before, but his suit jacket was so ill-fitting. It actually looked like a woman's jacket. It probably was.
It probably was.
But, you know, she's getting... When Marcus kind of overhears this conversation with this client that Bradford brings, he goes and tells Lily.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily's like, no, that's not right. Like, Bradford would never do that, blah, blah, blah. I just... My kind of thing is, like... And it kind of gets answered in the movie. He has no emotional attachment to this. Like, even... Like, it turns out he doesn't know. But even if he did know... Well, first of all, that's very fitting for his character anyway, because it's always about work.
Yes.
He clearly didn't care about her. But also, he didn't have an emotional attachment to this inn.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't know. We don't know how long they've been going out for. Has she ever really spoken about this inn before? And he does make a comment, like, I know how much this inn means to you.
Well, she wanted to show him the inn after dinner, and that's when it was like, no, I need to cash
in. Yeah, so, like, it kind of then gives an indication of, like, you don't care.
No.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't understand, yeah, what did I say? He's clearly not interested in getting back together with her, so not even the fact that she's... Oh, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know. It was just weird, like, why are we expecting him to care, basically? But then it turns out he does care because he didn't know, and then he can see that she's upset, and he's like, I know how much this means to you. I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's almost a redeeming quality.
Almost.
But I've been to open houses. It's not how they work. but maybe because this is like a bigger establishment, I don't know. But I just loved that the property developer... the property developer, Bradford's client, goes, everyone, stop and listen to me. I think this property's great and I'm going to buy it and we're going to turn it into this.
And they were like, okay.
sorry, talk to the owner.
Approval?
Because the owner can be like, no, thank you. Like, the owner, this was not like because he said it had to happen.
No.
Aunt Maggie could have said no.
Yeah.
So it's just weird.
No. Big business.
Yeah.
Business wins out in the end.
Yeah, I just didn't understand the announcements. Like, just say it to the people who actually care.
Yeah.
And again, they can say no.
Yeah.
So why are we storming off? It's not like Maggie said, you got a deal.
Yeah. Because it has to be a storm off.
Yeah, Lily storms off. Marcus leaves as well.
Marcus does leave.
He gets upset because she didn't believe him, and then it turns out what he said was true.
Yes.
And then Bradford... joins her on a bench.
Yeah.
They have a chat.
Yep.
And then you kind of think, oh, maybe this is like a nice moment to be like,
yeah,
like show some kind of like, oh, we were dating, we probably were in love, we should have some kind of like moment and connection. No, he went, basically said goodbye.
Yeah.
Got off the bench and walked away. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the meantime of all of this, she started a blog.
Yes. Always.
A live, laugh, love blog called Home Is Where the Harbour Is. And yeah, she's documenting like all her interior stuff.
Yes.
Yes. So then her boss sees it and said, this is exactly what I was talking about. I would love to offer you a job. And Lily says, no.
Yes.
And the boss is like, okay. But my thought was like, is it that easy to like leave a job like that? To just be like, no, thank you. And by the way, I'm quitting my actual job that I already exist in this workplace.
Well, they already gave her however much time she wants. There was no limit to the time she could take off.
Yeah.
After her aunt sprained ankle. I feel like they don't actually need her.
No, they don't. They clearly were like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, who knows what she actually did there anyway.
Yeah. She looked forlornly at her portfolio. That's the only point we see her at work.
Yeah. And then that's kind of like all the notes I had, to be honest.
The only note I had is that I think at the end of this movie, I don't feel like she stayed because of a guy. I think she stayed because she was always a small town girl.
But she stayed, and I think she said it to her boss. It's like, that's where she is right now, is like on Harbour Island, is where she feels the most inspired creatively.
Yes. Yeah.
So she felt like she could actually do what she wanted to do. But they never really gave an indication that her blog was really successful and like generating lots of like.
But also, like, as an interior designer, you don't have to live in a city in order to be able to design a room. Like, you can obviously Seattle is not that far away.
Yeah, but also with technology
and
like social media, you could be wherever you want. Yeah. So I guess that's kind of what that was. Yeah, so she basically stays on Harbour Island, but yeah, not for him, because at that point they're not really talking. I don't think she's even really like said anything. She just goes on about how great the inn is and how she feels creative there.
Yeah.
Still a happy ever after ending.
Sorry, it's not an inn. Well,
it's an inn.
It's an inn.
It's an inn. We never see any breakfast part of the bed and breakfast, so it's an inn.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, everything works out in the end. Everyone likes
it. I'm pretty sure she goes, talks to a bank about getting a loan to help, because it was like a foundation issue with the inn, like fixing the foundations of the building. So I'm pretty sure she went and got money, but he said something too, but I forgot. He said something, maybe he got money too, or he wanted to contribute something, or he wanted to be a partner or something. Something happens, I don't know, didn't listen. They kiss.
And that's the main bit. The end!
And that is the end.
That, like, literally the end. They kiss, credits.
Yeah.
As per usual.
Yeah.
There are three things I liked. It's weird because I'm like, Christmas tree camp is gone because we're no longer on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I think overall, like, I was quite surprised at how much I enjoyed the first three quarters of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting to like it.
What part?
Made shifted. You don't
do it. Yep.
I think it was after the breakup. Well, look. The last note I really had was the Lantern Festival is pretty cute, and then I didn't have any notes from that point.
Oh, okay.
So that's when. Maybe it was her winning when I don't believe she should have won. I was like, did you see the lantern next door? It was stunning. It looked like a little fairy girl. Anyway. But I think overall, like, the script wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Lily and Marcus had, like, they worked well together. I believed their relationship. Their acting was good. Wardrobe has some question marks over it, but for the most part, I enjoyed that they at least dressed her in colours that suited her complexion.
Yes, I agree with that.
The chemistry was there for everyone, like, between Aunt Maggie and Lily, between Marcus and literally anyone that he came in contact with.
Yeah.
Like, very good. The dogs.
Yeah.
Just so many dogs. And so many cute dogs.
Yeah.
So good. And I liked the vibe of the town was really, like, again, I know it's a location-like, and I have had a location-like on the list a few times now. But I think this small town felt more...
It was different.
Homey?
Mm.
As opposed to just, like, what was it? There was a weird Christmas one where, the town was called Christmas, and, like, the restaurant was, like, Christmas named. It was just a bit like that. Yeah. Like, it wasn't cringy hometown.
No.
It was like actually I would like to live in Harbour Island.
Yeah.
They're three things.
Okay, mine are very similar. My first one was like, I liked the scenery I liked that it was like on an island, kind of like, not coastal, but like water,
based. Mm-hmm. I think that most of the time with these movies, like, it's a small town mm-hmm. in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. really. So I liked that it was, like, a different kind of scenery than what we're probably used to. And then I thought that Lily and Marcus had, yeah, really good chemistry. I think it was very believable that they could end up together, despite, like, just being unnecessarily, like, rude to each other at the start.
Weird.
I think they worked well together. It made sense. So, good. I think that, you know, we've dealt with a few movies where, like, the lead characters have no chemistry. So it's always nice to see that they have chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved the dogs, as always. I think every time there's a dog, I say something about a dog.
And there are a lot of dogs in this film.
Yeah.
A lot of dogs.
Yeah.
Again, rating this, I was like, what have we done in the past?
Yeah.
And I looked back on some of the movies that we rated last year, and I think that this movie is pretty much on par with Return to Christmas Creek.
Oh, yeah. What did we give that?
We gave that an 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would give it an 8.
And I'm like, so I've given this a 7. I don't think I would, if I could go back, I think Return to Christmas Creek would also probably be a 7.5. So I'm giving this a 7.5 because I think they are very similar movies. We didn't have a smorgasbord in the
smorgasbord.
But I'd watch it again and I'd recommend it. I think if we had been given a better meet cute.
Or just a meet
cute. A meet cute. Or one, like, at least one that made sense, I guess. And change, like, Bradford, then I would have rated this higher. It's a 6 from Aya.
No, 6.5.
Whoa!
So technically it's 7. Is it on par with Irish Wish?
I actually think I liked this better at the beginning than I think I like the end of Irish Wish more.
I prefer Irish Wish, but it's not. It's hard. It's really, this is where it's hard to compare because you're obviously rating it once you're in it and you're watching it, and then you look back and you go. Mm.
Also, like, Netflix's budget is probably like 10 times what this movie has.
Yeah.
Like, if this movie was filmed again in the Netflix style, with, like, I don't know, who do we put in the lead?
True. Like if Lindsay was the lead.
If Lindsay was the lead and you recast everyone around it, if the script-wise and, like, story-wise.
Yeah, okay. I'm still going to stick with 6.5.
That's fine. We've got a 7 overall, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. But to be fair, that's only, like, 0.5 less than what I gave Irish Wish.
Yes.
And that's fine. I have actually watched this movie a few times, which is really bad because I couldn't remember the ending. I have seen this before. Yeah.
But it's like in a pretty good one. In terms of like our first Hallmark movie of the year, we've started strong.
Yeah.
Can what we go downhill need from to here? Work out is like, what does, like, 5 is obviously average mediocre.
Yes.
We need to work on what 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 movies in our rating. I think 10 is like perfection. Wouldn't change anything.
Oh, we're never going to get there.
We're never going to get there. And I don't think I would ever get there with any movie, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, no.
Not just Hallmark. Like, I will always be like, oh, that could have probably changed.
Yeah.
You know? But I think like a 6, 7, 8 is a good place to sit.
Yeah, I think so. We've rated ones
less far less.
Oh, gosh.
Sit on Love Strikes Twice.
Oh, Love Strikes Twice. Always be like the pits of movies.
If you completely agree or disagree or sit somewhere in between, let us know on our socials. Instagram and TikTok at HallmarkedPod. Or you can send us an email if you want at HallmarkedPod@gmail.com. We want to watch movies that you want to listen to us talk about, so let us know if there's anything that you would like us to watch.
I don't have any plugs. No, I don't have anything to plug at the moment. Yeah,
no, we haven't had grilled in a while, so
we haven't. Like, grilled would be good, yeah, I guess.
No, I don't know. If you want to send things to us, you can send us an email. We want to go on a Hallmark cruise, so I don't know how we do
If there's an inn out there that wants to pay.
Yeah.
That would be good. So someone like in Stanthorpe or like, I would love to go to Daylesford in Melbourne, like out of Melbourne in Victoria. I feel like that's very like up our alley. Like just come on, someone from Daylesford, if you own an inn,
let us know.
Pay for us to come.
Maybe that's where we'll sit and write our Hallmark script.
Yeah.
Not that Hallmark wants to hire us now after a year of slamming their films.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well.
Look, if you could also provide men in flannelette t-shirts, that would be great.
Also, make sure you review us as well. Oh, yeah. On any, like, if you want to leave a comment on socials, on like Spotify or even on YouTube, we had one.
Positive, negative.
Positive, negative. We had an excellent negative one not long ago. That really didn't make sense, but that's fine.
I hope
you, whoever you are, you stumble across this video like you did the last one and you hear, like we read yours and went, okay, cool.
We know what we are.
We know what
we're
are.
We're being real nitpicky and we get it, but like, why not?
But also, like, don't take things too, like, don't take life too seriously. Mm-hmm. We're literally doing this for fun. Like, this is just enjoyable to us. And at the end of the day, like, we're always here, like, particularly, we always want to support the women who are in these movies.
Yeah,
because we do feel like sometimes they are mistreated or there's, like, some kind of level of misogyny in these movies. We haven't really talked, like, it's been okay recently.
But yeah, the last couple.
It's been okay, and that's good, and we've basically acknowledged that in our own way. So yeah, it's just fun.
Yeah, and you are
take a chill pill.
If it is it, we want to know when you disagree with us, because we want to have a chat about it.
Yeah.
And that's what different opinions makes the world.
But
go
just
around.
Make it a destructive just make it a constructive disagreement. Like actually argue a point rather than just saying things that don't make sense.
Each to their own. We're different people. We
this
have different
like,
views
okay,
on this.
So this is the thing. I will just say this. KB responded to the review. I didn't. And there's probably a reason why I shouldn't have.
I am all for it. Like, honestly, I'm absolutely happy to hear everybody say however, whatever they want, however they want. It's not going to really change us as a podcast or as people.
No, oh no.
And I think it's healthy to to hear people tell you that they think you suck. to call us names is a different story.
Yes.
And like, we all know what the internet's like.
Yeah.
Troll away.
Yeah.
We are fully grown adult women who can take it. So if you feel better for doing it, good for you.
Yeah.
Please, please go ahead and call us all the names you like.
Yeah.
And we are sorry that if you...
No, don't say sorry.
Don't love swearing.
Oh, yeah. No, that was one of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't love swearing, we're going
to... We don't do it that often.
No, it slips out.
It
we are from Queensland.
Now
it could
there.
Be much worse.
Yeah. It's not like we're going, yeah. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it.
But please, if it's a positive review, if it's a constructive review, if it's a negative review, we bring it on.
Yeah.
We want to hear it because we want to also be making a podcast that people want to listen to. If all reviews are negative, maybe we will think about the format of our podcast. But... we will respond in different ways. You can try and guess who responds to your review.
Yeah. Exactly. I totally agree with that.
It'll be a fun game for us all to play.
Yeah.
But actually, that's enough.
we've talked way too long. Alright, goodbye. Bye.